And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
House Speaker Tom Tillis rode the national Republican wave and defeated incumbent Democratic Senator Kay Hagan Tuesday, and the GOP held its supermajorities in the state House and Senate. It was a Republican day. But folks claiming the results were a triumphant affirmation of the Republican agenda of the last 4 years need to take a breath. Despite the closely fought U.S. Senate race and polls showing Hagan with a slight lead for most of the fall, she had long been considered one of the most vulnerable Democrats in the country, and it turned out she was. As one pollster observed a few weeks ago, the only reason the race was close at all was because of the unpopularity of the General Assembly that Tillis led for the last 4 years. But history is a powerful predictor. The average loss of the party of a president in his sixth year in office is 6 seats in the U.S. Senate, about what the Republicans gained this week. This election was a big win for Republicans, no doubt about it, but taken in historical context, it wasn't much of a surprise. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.